1, 2, 1, 2. Born first in opposition, opportune position in the star, begin descending, divine intervention. On this planet I have risen, beholding of an artisan, and then becomes the one audition, a human I'm pretending. I think I play chameleon. To have physical parents, one of their children, in their likeness, in their fashion, I am willing to define king, offspring with growth brings, wellsprings of untapped gold, but I still miss my wings. I travel as words sing, an earthling learning to move, begin thing. Miles I have traveled in a breath. Still don't compare to they looks at my first steps. The joy of completing a mission and what's next? What? I fought a lot, I was young. Made a father worry by his son. Challenge who I am, I will not succumb. I come from battling giants, you dummy, you done. Things that have no name, I have wrestled with. I knock a hip joint loose, know who you wrestle with. First out of three, have no fear. Still I get older year by year, and I've learned that times have changed and things are strange. Friends will become enemies, they'll know your name. And the more it stays the same, it's more of the same. Everything under the sun, simple and plain, has been done. They do not understand, but has value. Everything's depleting in time. And then my dad died, and my mother had a stroke. She lost use of her left side.
I scroll through the valley of the shadow of silicone with a glass full of store brand blood of Christ. I come to find you get a slice of the pie if you play up to the lie. Well, I'm a failure in this life, and I say that with pride. If it ended tonight, already said my goodbyes. It's been a hell of a ride. Wait, nothing is real, so everything is. Some of the shit that matters most don't even exist. God never lived, but it feel like he did. Money's a myth, but it's feeding your kids. Look, they wanna see some pep in your step, but couldn't walk in your crap. Their life is stripes and checks. Mine is hanging off a power line. I'm flirting with death. I'm barefoot in the trench. I'm tiptoe on a ledge. Wait, people want the specifics like it's their place to know. They got their nose in my business like I'm trafficking blow. Everybody's a critic when you put on a show. Everybody's a witness, got me feeling like Hove. I find myself overthinking, will they see that I'm dope? Then I thought, what came first, the fiend or the stove? I feel like Primo, Madlib or Dilla, the way I'm digging through my soul like a record store, ay. The peace pipe was laced with something foul, and now the whole tribe is foaming at the mouth. They're slaves to the drip, they're gimps for the clout. They'll trick for it like and think they holier than thou. I am not hating, just pointing out. Kinda depressing, this is all that we're about. $5.99 a month buys you a dose of denial, with a 30-day free trial, Kafka style.
Yo, what's good? It's Bluff out of Long Island, New York, and you're listening to the There's Hope by the UFC. Let's get it. Yeah. Yeah. Just need a second. I drink, I smoke, I speed, I coast, I laugh, I cope. A smile, there's hope. Roll up, hold up. Why? Roll up, hold up. Focus, nah, nah. My son woke me up this morning. Felt the heat that woke again. Often dream of kids I raised and wake to raise a man. I love them sure, but hard sometimes. They break me more than Ben. No offense, I seen some middle ages plagued and stuck in trends. Them red receipts be making chatter. Friendships come to ends. Ain't no change with it depends. Think we all just need a cleanse. We all just need some time to make it through it all. Or just say screw it all. I might just do it all. I drink, I smoke, I speed, I coast, I laugh, I cope, I smile, it's hope. Roll up, hold up, wow. Roll up, hold up. focus.
Nah. That's crazy.
Nah.
Wow. These habits that I've formed throughout the years have got the best of me. Maybe it's the drinking and the weed that lead to lethargy. Or maybe that these SOBs keep coming up with extra fees. The reason that I'll keep a spliff and whiskey right next to me. Say they know how much you'll grow simply by your zip code. A sick joke. Try to inspire a lie, insist hope, it hits home. Some of us not knowing what we live for. Think so as a kid, but lost it somewhere down this brick road. Still though, feel my day is right around the corner. Born to do more than just working door to door, I'm sure of. When I'm insecure or feel a void within my core, I take a break to shore the floor up. Cause we all just need some time to make it through it all. Or just say screw it all, I might just do it all.
I drink, I smoke, I speed, I coast, I laugh, I cope, I smile,
it's hard.
Roll up,
roll up,
hold up,
wow.
Roll up,
hold up,
focus,
nah,
nah.
Yeah, I also sent you other guys a bunch of questions where you can also like give us a little insight how you guys find UOC.
Can I start?
Sure, I'll give it a go.
Let me
tell you guys a little something about me. So I did. And half purposefully, half not purposefully, I did zero prep for this. So you're going to get me, the whole me, and nothing but the real me. So
yeah, that's what we want.
Yeah.
I go by the name Tracy Shade. Depending on the day, sometimes I'm Keith Paradox. And in other days, I might be Kiana Phenom. And there's a whole story behind all of that. So... Mm-hmm. The month was January of the year 2021. I believe a good friend of mine, shout out to my friend Samara, he had showed me the post that Asher had put out in his vision for this community that he wanted to put together to create something. So with, you know, Samara and I being like the Asher fanatics we were, it was like, hell yeah, let's jump into this and see what's going on. And come to find out, his plan was, you know, on a weekly basis, he was going to record and drop like an acapella of some song. And it was going to be on us producers to try and create something around it. And that'd be a weekly thing. So, and Baylor, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I could speak for at least all of us on the production side. It definitely started off as a competition.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, we're all, obviously, especially in the earlier days, we're all here for the same purpose. We want that Asher Roth credit. And God damn it, this is the perfect time for that. So... It started off as a heated competition, but ultimately at some point, like the camaraderie, the community, the connection, it all became oddly real at some point, and we just ended up staying for each other. Matter of fact, at some point, maybe like a year or two down the line, Asher kind of became like an afterthought. And we started doing things for us, making sure that we get in our collaborations with each other. If possible, we try and meet each other in person. It's crazy how it blossomed like that. And I don't know exactly how I got into the position I'm in within the community, but here we are. Any more questions?
Yeah, what was your musical inspiration, for example? Like, what got you to the thought, like, I want to start making beats or music, or did you play an instrument before?
So I started off a pianist and a singer when I was about 6.5 years old, self-taught in both cases. About 4 years later, when I was about 10.5, my sister's then boyfriend introduced me to music production. Like, I remember he came over the house one day, and on our home computer, like, he just installed back then it was fully spelled out, Fruity Loops 3. This is how long ago it was. So he installed it on the computer and, like, showed me it and was like, here you go, make some music. And 10.5-year-old me is like, what am I looking at? it looks cool, but I don't know what I'm looking at. And over time, I started, you know, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, clicking sounds, and then it stuck with me. Like, it was a way where I can incorporate, like, my love for jazz and classical with, like, my knowledge of hip hop. And over time, learn to not only create those familiar sounds, but figure out how to blend those sounds and then eventually derive and make my own sound from that. So with all that said, a wise man once said, I've been in this game for years. It's made me an animal. And I'm about 20+ years deep in it now, and I mean, ain't no point in going back now. I'm too far in.
Yeah, we're all too far in.
Yeah, nice. And finally, you got your Asher Roth credit.
So funny enough. On that. So remember when I said, especially back in the earlier days, it was definitely a competition between all of us producers, you know, wanting to get on whatever this project was going to be. It eventually became Greenhouse Effect Volume 3, but at the beginning, it was just going to be something. Whatever that something was, we wanted in. Somehow, some way. So when I tell you, for 9 straight weeks, I felt like I was grinding harder and harder and harder. Like, week after week, not only was I trying to figure out how to incorporate my sound with the sound that I think Asher would want, but I am studying meticulously not only all the submissions for each acapella, but especially the ones that he tended to gravitate to the most, and eventually the ones that ended up making the cut. Mm. So week after week, I got a little obsessive and like keying into that, just trying to like squeeze my way into it. And I believe week 9 was the track that ended up being Brown Nose. I think that was the closest I had gotten. But then after that, I had a moment of doubt, because like my mind just started reminiscing on like all the old like music and beat like online competitions and stuff that, you know, entered and ultimately didn't win. So I was like, geez, man, it is the closest I've ever gotten. And this is just another L on the record. You know what? I might quit. So I ended up taking week 10 off as far as trying to make a beat for that week. Mm-hmm. But then that same week, Asher ended up coming to me and to our two other friends, Harbin and Powell, with an idea for like some sort of story. And ultimately that story blossomed into what ended up being the nucleus of Greenhouse Effect Volume 3. So at the end of the day, I got my credit as a vocalist, which is absolutely the farthest thing from what I wanted in life. But in looking back, probably one of the coolest things I've ever done in music.
Yeah, the funny thing about Trace is he'll never let us forget that he has experience in a degree in creative writing. Mm-hmm. And so he always talks about how he's not a rapper, and he always comes with these very poignant verses. And so there's something I just couldn't disregard. It was just his presence, you know what I mean? It was a presence thing. And so him, Powell, who's not with us right now, a couple others, I mean, that participated in the narrative. Joey O'Gorman, who is a success story of UOC in a lot of ways. Joey came into the UOC not even knowing who the Beatles were. He comes into a chat one day and he goes, "You guys ever heard of the Beatles?" And we're just like, "Yeah, dude, yeah." Anyway, he goes back and he starts to study all of their sound design and recording tactics and stuff. And Joey actually used the accolades and the work that he did at UOC to get himself a job recording in London, and was able to move and get a job based off of the work that he had done. But, you know, to Tracy's point about, you know, what he went into with expectations, certain expectations, and what it turned out being, and then having a moment of reflection and say, "Hey, that was pretty cool in the first place." I mean, that I think that happens more often than not. I mean, Bear, for instance, Bear is tireless. We actually ended up dubbing him our life coach, strength trainer. I mean, when it comes to
our school gym teacher,
our gym teacher. Yeah, I mean, when it comes to work ethic, when it comes to output, productivity, being prolific, I've truly never have met anyone like Bear. He's able to churn. I mean, Trace keeps statistics, so he'll let you know how many contributions you've made over a semester. And what a semester looks like is they're 10 weeks twice a year. And they're typically in the beginning of the year and the end of the year. And so over those 10 weeks, you can contribute. You basically will drop off your submission, a singular submission each week, but you can participate in other submissions. So you can be a featured artist, you can be a producer, and then you can have your own that you drop off. And so what's amazing about Bear's story, and there's somebody else who's not here, his name's Jack the Act, is they weren't featured on the original project, but they've gone on to be some of the most valuable, if not the most valuable people in the community, due to momentum and kind of a kinetic energy that comes with collaboration. It's like when you show up, not only are you showing up for yourself, but you're showing up for the community as well, in whatever way you're showing up. It's gotten to me, as far as like, I come from songwriting background and a performance background, but Bear and a couple other people have inspired me to show up as a producer as well. And I'm not dropping off, you know, Pulitzer Prize winning contributions as from a production standpoint, but I'm going through the motions of creating something. They're very short, and then the next thing you know, they're the background of a small digital reel or something that we can use for promotion. So I think like these little things about expectations, or what you want something to be and what you're imagining it to be, and then what it turns out being, is something very important when it comes to creativity, and something that I think we've all been able to do at the UOC is really drop those expectations and just show up and enjoy. I'm sure Locke can talk about it a little bit, and I actually want to hear Baylor, because Baylor came to me. We were one of the first people that actually emailed me, reached out to me personally, and said, "Yo, dog, my name's John. Like, this is like who I am as a person." You know what I mean? Where a lot of other people talked to me about his brother, and I got to know him just and sonically. And now Baylor is putting out the new record, Happiness. He's responsible for, he gets the quote unquote Asher Roth credit. And it's really, you know, a testament, and it's not to, you know, air anybody's stuff, but we all have highs and lows. And so Baylor's so ridiculously talented, but we missed him for a really long time, you know, just through life's path. He's like, yo, I got to go chop down some trees and carry water for a little bit. I'll be right back. And we missed him. And he came back super inspired and gave us the heat battle. And the heat battle is something that happens that started out just as producers that would come in and say, hey, we're in between semesters right now, 10 weeks here and 10 weeks there, but what happens in the middle? And Baylor came back to us really inspired and saying, hey, why don't producers, this is how we can stay sharp. We'll drop these off and have a competition of our own. And again, the expectations of what that was supposed to be has transformed into this amazing team building exercise where during the heat battle, you get paired with random people and now you have to make up a song together and compete against another team that gets randomly paired together. And through little things like that, again, completely by accident, completely without expectation, that's how you start to really develop a lot of relationships. And so, Baylor, I don't know if you want to talk about your inspiration behind the heat battle or what your experience has been like, with the UOC stuff, but sonically, you have a strong background with your family and all of these things. And so it's been interesting. Like what kept you here? You could have easily said, I'm going to go do something else, but what kept you around?
I guess to answer the last question, what kept me around is just all of you guys, being a strong community of creatives, there's a gravity to that for sure. And I think that's what kept me around. Most definitely. As far as bringing the heat battle to the group, yeah, just wanted, cause I knew we had a lot of producers and stuff that were, constantly creating. And I wanted, to give, us all a platform to, kind of keep our skills sharp and things like that. And with that, transform into, our icebreaker for the community,
yeah,
and things like that has been really tremendous. It's been amazing, and even I competed in the last one. I thought that was really good for me because I can be kind of shallow with my creative output sometimes. So it felt nice to kind of do something bigger than myself, for the amount of weeks that we were doing it. And I think I'm really thankful that that we've been able to grow that into something different, outside of the initial, kind of producer competition that I pitched it as, because that's where I kind of come from. I live in Las Vegas. They do beat battles out here. When I lived in Atlanta, I would go to Columbia, South Carolina and do beat battles and such up there. And even online, I don't know if y'all remember like the Stones Throw Forum, but they used to do like the beat battles on there. So that's kind of been a part of my creative DNA. I like the direction we took it, because it's less about the competitive aspect, even though that we do that, but there's been a lot of collaborative efforts that have grown out of the heat battle environment that I'm really proud of. So, but yeah, should I start from the beginning, Merrick, for any other questions or?
Yeah, please, if you want to tell us from your beginnings, I definitely want to hear.
Yeah, for sure. I guess to start, yeah, my name is John Baylor, Baylor Beat sometimes. It's just my good old government name. And for me, like Asher said, I came from a creative family. My mom, Helen Baylor, she's a gospel singer. My brother, James, he was in a ska band that's been, active and inactive for a number of decades, Guilty Parties. You know, my sister sings, my dad was a roadie for Mandrill and Heatwave, probably doing some other shit back then. You know, I grew up around music in church, and, you know, I played saxophone in bands. So for me, yeah, music has always been, you know, just a part of my everyday, whether it's just, you know, finding a soundtrack for the day, you know, hearing something new on the radio, or on, you know, while you're taking a walk or whatnot, or even just hearing like the percussive rhythms of everyday life. You know, that's something that has been super been a part of my DNA 100%.
Real quick, which saxophone did you play?
I wanted to play tenor, but alto.
Oh, I was the tenor gang. All right, continue.
That's okay.
Coming up on the UFC, I think I saw something on Facebook or something, and you know, I'd already been on Discord, but not on any super active communities. A couple of the homies, you know, invited me to their personal Discords, and you know, I was just there, not really an active participant, but UFC, especially with the initial Greenhouse Effect Volume 3 jumping off point. That was something I really wanted to get my hands on and get involved in. And luckily for me, I was able to get on the project. Not technically a After Roth credit, as Marcus Smith is the featured vocalist, but Quid Pro Gro, that was something I produced. And I was really proud of that moment for sure. And let's put a pin in that. I have to talk to a degenerate gambler for a little bit, but we'll pass it on to the next person, and I'll answer the rest of the questions later on.
Yeah, thank you for your informations about your development.
Yo, what's going on? Hope you're having a good day. This is Jay Fio, aka Jay, coming from Birmingham, England, representing UFC. And this is my song called Hi, Oh, No. Yeah. Got game in my soul, got range in my soul. Work out every day, make gains to my soul. Got pain in my soul, got hate in my soul. Some days feeling like an AK in my soul. Aim straight for the soul, everything looks shady to me. I'm soul, can't pay for my soul. Got big dreams, my career taking off. Let the play me and soul, and my aim for the soul. A million my soul, had to tap in with the bro. Steady lapping every flow, marathon, not a sprint. Are you really that slow? Acting like an asshole. Really, I'm chilling, this is my best. Not breaking the sweat, pass it on. Rocking this, I'm gonna pass with a bone, not a small. But if you catch me, kind of love it to give it a test with the bros. I'm from the UK, found everything cold. Trying to show you my vision like a freaking GoPro. You can get high, or you can get low. You're dealing with the highs, you're dealing with the lows. You can get high, or you can get low. I've never been surprised, and this is how we go. Yeah. It's the best rapper you never heard of. Pat ball caps on the track, it's a murder. Dressed in all black, stay in cash, ain't a cat converter. Give me that shit, I'm a nuisance. Known the trip shows and sleeping rooms with your mama, sister, aunt, and two friends. Doing what we doing, I put a sign on the handle of the door. Speed off in the Porsche, of course the discourse gets jumping like the UFC Discord. So what you really trying to diss for? I make you go missing with force. Find your body weak later where they fish snore. They gon' catch me with an assortment of clips. Dummies get stoned, I just stab them with sticks. The rap game's soft when the rapper's saying sorry for this. I could never, that shit ridiculous. Stop being a bunch of pussies. Harden up.
Don't get you smeared by Pep. Don't get you lapped by Theo. Too many sweets, I'm on a keto. No toxins, no acidless, it's amino. Phenome in my genome without the CRISPR. Syndrome invokes bugging, I'm going endo. That trend shifted elsewhere, and now your veins murk. Know the field is here, so I get censored. I was late to my soul cause the head was better. Topped out by the hose to the flow with Chevron. Pulled off gassed up, been with more than Elon. Falcon in my pocket, Smith cocking. Even if the fit was Kirk Cousins. Every time I brought the good word, they said I was worth nothing. Mask it till you tag it, best act fly if you're bird hung. Had to tell the universe to swerve some. Spent a decade jaded before I looked outside and saw the Uber running. Charged up with that surf running. Dudes, dudes were pure funnin'. In-store Zerg function. Syntax mishaps, out to get the purse barking. 100 years from now, they still won't see my hearse coming. Timeless ticker, keep the words running.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Bedrooms from Atlanta, Georgia. The song is called Sober, and it was produced by my good friend KVH. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it.
If that's the act that brings it into physical manifestation, I'm gonna be me no matter what.
Damn right.
Now here's the next act.
Don't be scared, little bitch. Oh, scary ass. Don't be scared, little bitch. Mm-mm-mm.
Don't you dare.
Yeah.
Don't be scared, little bitch. No.
Yeah.
No, scary.
I stopped smoking and now I feel everything. For better or worse. The highs get high like I used to. The lows say you're so far away, but heel to the head of that serpent. Putting energy to shit that's worth it. Here on earth on purpose. The beauty's in between, yeah. And standing in line at the store doesn't make me anxious as fuck when I'm sober. I feel like I can finally focus when I am not always hungover. Yeah, boring as fuck. Sobriety, I used to think that you were boring. Yeah. Boring as fuck. Sobriety, I can see that you are important. Yeah. Important as fuck.
Important as fuck.
Maneuver through the bullshit, cause life is like a rodeo. No San Antonio, this shit could get custodial. Shout out all my homies though, the motherfuckers turn to Pinocchios. It's colder than OVO. Hoping that the Holy Ghost could hold me close. I'll never stop, just go for broke. It's all we know, you gotta diversify like portfolios. That's why I used to roll the smoke. Some do it for the high and some do it just to cope. And then some do it for the most. I'm just here to watch us grow. My brother said my art is dope. So fuck them thoughts, all that shit's a joke. So worry about my moms that it keep me up at night. There's bigger problems in sight, I'm hoping that she fight. What gives these folks the right? Demons eating make them wanna take their life. And I can never get back the time I wasted, it ain't right. Wish I could meet you and see you just one more time. Fuck a letter with these bars to you that I'ma write. Rest in peace, Pop. Now you the light, now you the light. Rest in peace, Pop. Fuck a letter with these bars to you that I'ma write. Rest in peace, Pop. Now you the light, now you the light. Rest in peace, Pop.
I'll take 2 packs of raw blacks with a zinc can. Coconut water, I'm oiled up like the Tin Man. Took a shot, couldn't even hit the rim. Damn, looking small to me, hate to ruin all your big plans. The weed wicked as hell, in green thickets I fell to sleep. Deep rest was needed in bed. Hit the refresh, now I coast over your head. Fuck if we not homies, rather focus instead. Highest Reeboks, ghost and lost souls in the flesh. I don't free my scoping all the hoes with the breast. Got the streets high, brodies know the code, I get reps. I could show you the ropes, the smoke show, the dro coach. We the whole reason for leaking holes in the ozone. My ship's full, get your own boat. Buy your own flows, get behind your own moat. Worry about your head, get inside my own note.
Fuck a letter with these bars to you, then I'ma write.
Rest in peace, Jack.
Now you the light,
Hey, you the light.
Rest in peace, Jack.
Fuck a letter with these bars to you that I'ma write.
Rest in peace, Jack.
Now you the light. Now you the light.
Rest in peace, Jack.
We miss some days with you. When all the pain is through, it's such a gorgeous view. When all the pain is through,
it's different. There are different types of meditation. Usually, it's like a creating a trance for ourselves.
I'm back to picking up the mic again. Sometime a pen and paper be my only friend. I never be online because it's all pretend. Fucking with my zen, doesn't matter when the world could end. But I'm just focusing on you. Everything you say or do, I treat it like it's new. Everything you say or do, I'll never let it stew. Might not always show it, but my actions act for two. Good weed and an astute partner. When the music shoot me down, you go spinning the corner. Boss of technicality, link me to Gartner. Words hit my solar plexus like visiting Sparta. Kick me down the hole when the mountains are gold. Round and round we go, so I'm about to sound it out with my soul. Grab me from the cold, heart frozen, but keep going. Receipts owing, falling in my grave like a peak owing. Speak slow and shallow in the deep, so I keep rowing. Police towing, tipping out my balance, I reach knowing that you never really love me like that. Raise a perfect family, now it's time for me to step. I've never been so active out of breath. Typing words are meaningless, so acting out is best. Say I'm living feelingless, I know I could have guessed. Moment when you said I'm yours, Fredo's kiss of death. Say something real right now. Heavy weighs ahead with the crown. Lay something down I can smoke to. When I'm on top of the earth, fall down. Say something real right now. Heavy weighs ahead with the crown. Lay something down I can smoke to. When I'm on top of the earth, fall down.
I speak loud, hear the earth shake. A teardrops makes the earth quake. I dare say that it's high stakes. All the time spent on my plates. I'm here to defy odds. I came from the Bifrost. Like, what is the true cost? I'm real when the mic's on. They chat when the mic's off. This everything I've logged. I'm better when I chop. But getting these lines crossed. And no matter what you wait for, girl, you know.
Ways ahead with the crown. Lay something down I can smoke to. When I'm on top of the earth, fall down. Say something real right now. Heavy ways ahead with the crown. Lay something down I can smoke to. When I'm on top of the earth, fall down. Say something real right now. Heavy ways ahead with the crown. Lay something down I can smoke to. When I'm on top of the earth, fall down. Say something real right now. Heavy ways ahead with the crown. Lay something down I can smoke to. When I'm on top of the earth, fall down.
Hey, this is Joey O'Gorman, a producer, engineer, artist from Ireland. The next song is called Boulders, and it's one that I produced for the rapper B-Stone.
Where do I start? Picking apart my thoughts. Vision and mark the spot. Decision to spark some pies. Risen, hard to stop as my mission is charged and high. They bark a lot, but when bitten, it's sharp and soft. Alarm went off, bottoms up on the Molotovs. Blow quick like atom bombs on the Autobahn. Go on hitchhike right from the road you started on. Cause every midnight, 24, your hour's gone. More insight for you, keeping your aura strong. This type of healing I feel recording songs.
Let go of the pressure that holds you. Light glow from your vessel like solar. My soul manifesting my goals. Collecting milestones starting to look like boulders. Let go of the pressure that holds you. Light glow from your vessel like solar. My soul manifesting my goals. Collecting milestones starting to look like boulders.
Monolithic, modern myth and a hieroglyph. Got a glimpse of what ifs just to redefine what is. Dodging cliffs, gotta squint through the fog and mist. Leaving imprints.
print pen, prominent novelist with a whole fist full of common sense. Gift the gab with the jazz, punching clocks again. In the lab, cast hooks, think I caught some fish. Guess I'm really talking to him like Aquaman. Cause these waves wave back, say hi my friend. I only know I stay afloat cause I got a plan. In this castle that I'm making ain't made out of sand. Bricks I'm laying mixed with patience, see how high it stand.
Let go of the pressure that holds you. Light glow from your vessel like solar. My soul manifesting my goals. And collecting my stones, starting to look like boulders. Let go of the pressure that holds you. Light glow from your vessel like solar. My soul manifesting my goals. And collecting my stones, starting to look like boulders.
Rather read my palm. See the world was in it spinning all along. Defeating two, three demons, gravel heat into this road I'm on.
Play this on repeat, the beat is vibing with me. Two-stepping on the shit like Asha riding with me. There's no autopilot, need to fly this with me. Chances of success, 50-50.
Smoke, smoke swirls, what a fine feeling. Beautiful confetti falling from the ceiling.
Non-stop, heartbeat, bass, slowly now you know. Nobody move till I really say go. The world spins slow, it's kinda elegant. I feel it in my veins, aggressive temperament. Never want the love, I skip the sentiment. The scent of relaxation, weed and peppermint. Speaking on my social shit, hit record the vocals hit. Camera shake, I'm about to slip. Tablet on her inner lip. Flawless on the floor to floor, no selling out like door to door. My vocal cords, I shake the floor. You lose your soul, go find the Lord. I dream of gold ropes and bright red roses. Twitching on this beat like cocaine noses. Tears streaming like the woo when it all feels hopeless. Spoke to Barry, told me lakes, you gotta keep it golden. Heart frozen, need to thaw it out like Odin's son. Cock it back and load it at your dome, my words are loaded gun. Struggle to control the microphone, you fucking phony done. Timeless on the super collector, a journey just begun. Play this on repeat, the beat is vibing with me. Two-stepping on the shit like Asha riding with me. There's no autopilot, need to fly this with me. Chances of success, 50-50.
Smoke, smoke swirls, what a fine feeling. Beautiful confetti falling from the ceiling.
Non-stop, heartbeat, bass, slowly now you know. Nobody move till I really say go.
Tired of wondering when the other size 11 will drop. Not the overhype, that I impulse bought. I'm talking full post stop. When it sinks in the fantasy, I be deep, this need the key and fan on shoestring and jumping the hoop dreams. This making the tune speed, yeah. Jamming the space, balling our bass, all of the bougie and moving the sequence past weekend. Through withdrawals, Pablo's dogs, back up discount like the tag was half a dog. Get those figs up, it's a stick up till I'm sick of all the deaths. Brian Johnson, regimented, death and nervous, all of it. Cope aesthetic, coping mechanism, chauvinist. On the same plane as the Great Lakes, fly over no Minnesota. Been in the field, going mushy in the wheezes, Goku Boulder. Turn my nose up at the Bloma, plots off Bloma. To these hoes, I'm Quasimodo. Cooped up in a Porsche, Trojan horse, the cool that's hot, the sauna.
Play this on repeat, the beat is vibing with me. Two-stepping on the shit like Asha riding with me. There's no autopilot, need to fly this with me. Chances of success, 50-50.
Smoke, smoke swirls, what a fine feeling. Beautiful confetti falling from the ceiling.
Non-stop, heartbeat, bass, slowly now you know. Nobody move till I really say go.
Okay, green light, I'ma go now. Heat tight with the flow now. State it outright like a pronoun. And I don't need autopilot and gathering dust on the shelf. You live in survivorship bias, distorted yourself. My worth is riven by the hustle of my daily grind. The earth is spinning like an axle and it give me drive. And you probably don't see what I flow for. Probably cause I keep it low key like a gnome door. I keep it on repeat, living in monotony.
chaotic and simply, really no stopping me. Come with the heat and he melting the brakes. Good in the beat, no, we got what it take. Bird in the bone, I can feel in my veins. I'm in the zone, never get in my lane. I super collect the gems till the EMP and bless the space between the stems in my frequency. I wanna slow down the BPM cause life's a symphony. Marching to the beat of my own drum, it's where I'm meant to be. KV.
Play this on repeat, the beat is vibing with me. Two-stepping on the shit like Asha riding with me. There's no autopilot, need to fly this with me. Chances of success, 50-50.
Smoke, smoke swirls, what a fine feeling. Beautiful confetti falling from the ceiling.
Non-stop, heartbeat, bass, slowly now you know. Nobody move till I really say go.
What's up, y'all? It's Locke. The song you're about to listen to is called I Studied, produced by Song. It's a fun little track talking about the power of being in the moment. Hope you enjoy. Okay. Yeah. Life will be my ass, we're only in the past tense. Got a little cash, life ain't been bad since. Good name, intersection with the passion. That's exactly when the magic about to happen. Studied all the tactics, learned about the game. Come on, get it harder, baby, come and see the flame. Baby, got a body on her, getting hard to tame. First class flight for the night, hop up on the plane. Put your mind over body, body gets your spirit. Even if you just think it, your heart's still gonna hear it. Mind over body, body gets your spirit. Live without the doubt and clear it, staring at the truth and mirror. Ain't no biggie, Gucci sweater. Sure, Brooklyn girl, this Cali weather. More cheese, cheddar, mozzarella. Bucks in me are stuck forever. Fan Freemason way before my Jella. All my new shit hit as tough as leather. TBP, that means to the letter. Grab full control through all endeavors. Wake up, shake the magic eight ball. I might disappear and go AWOL. Couldn't stop luck with the great wall. Leave my mark like a paintball. Life will be my ass, we're only in the past tense. Got a little cash, life ain't been bad since. Good name, intersection with the passion. That's exactly when the magic about to happen. Studied all the tactics, learned about the game. Come on, get it harder, baby, come and see the flame. Baby got a body on her, getting hard to tame. First class flight for the night, hop up on the plane. Studied all the tactics, learned about the game. Come on, get it harder, baby, come and see the flame. Baby got a body on her, getting hard to tame. First class flight for the night, hop up on the plane. Flock.
So the next one I would like to ask is we haven't asked you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you located?
Yeah, I'm Locke. I'm outside of Palm Springs in the desert where Coachella Fest is in California. Locke is my given middle name, and I just thought it was fly and a lot less syllables than my full one, so we went with that. It's a lot easier to do an ad lib for. I joined this place maybe 2.5 years ago now, maybe 3 heat battles ago. I think I saw a story post on Asher's Instagram, and I was already, by that time, I was really trying to focus in on the more hard skills of music and actually, okay, how can I make something listenable? You know, I was trying to learn how to produce. I was trying to learn how to record properly. And I felt like I had something, but I didn't have anybody I knew who could guide me or give me a hand or anything. And all of my homies at the time, they would just smoke weed and play video games on Discord. I'm like, there's got to be a better group of people for me to associate with, you know, and I luckily found the heat battle thing. And I found a group of guys who just smoke weed and make music instead. And now we occasionally play games, but it's a lot of less. And I remember the first heat battle, you know, I was so nervous dropping my stuff in here. I had never shared my music with strangers before in my life. You know, I'd like maybe play 30 seconds of something to a homie before they stopped giving a shit.
So it was cool. And I dropped off some Frankensteins, brother. Let me tell you, you know, some of that shit just bounce it raw, get you distorted for the whole damn thing. Can't hear the drums, only hear the drums, whatever. You know, a lot of nightmare beats. But they got me into the semester, and I went really hard trying to improve. I tried in earnest, you know, anyone I'd work with, I'd do my retakes for, I'd take the notes. I remember Trace would always give me notes. Bear would help me actually with the mixes and get it put together until I started figuring out how to do that myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then since then, I've just been a really dedicated community member, because it's become a third space for me and a place that I really care about, where, like Psalm said, yeah, it's online community, but it's a real world impact, and it's one of the most significant social interactions I get in my day as a sort of atomized 20 something year old in the States who's actually trying to do something. And now, you know, I've got some awesome stuff. I'm on Psalm's album. That's a great album. On song Shooting Stars, you know, that's really cool to think, oh, they heard me in Germany, you know.
Yeah, and it happened. Yeah. It happened in the heat battle. Like, I think we were coming into the group like more or less in a similar time, like, and I heard that hook and that beat from Lakes, like, that was so dope, and it completely inspired me.
Right.
And I'm so happy, like, and I get what you say. Like, when I came in, I was nervous as fuck. We were in the heat battle, like, and I got in a group with Ash, and I remember I took 2 days off work just to do the beat, like. That was like, because I felt so much fucking pressure on my shoulders, like. You know, like, when I was in my teens, I had a poster from Ash on my wall. Like, my whole family heard, like, Asher Roth, like, for 1 year straight. Like, my father even bought me Asleep in the Brad Ale. I was really digging Asher Roth. And, like, it all happens. I also just saw an Instagram story, and then I went into it with so much pressure, and as Tracy said, for me it also started, like, for an Asher credit, and found a second family, like, you know, like, and that's so much more cooler. Beautiful. Like, and mm-hmm. all that competition stuff, and, like, yeah, we have competition, but now it's, like, for me, a fun competition. Like, it's not
mm-hmm. yeah.
it's not like there is no ego in this place. Like, it's so cool. Yo, this is Psalm, and you listen to a song called Rome by Asher Roth, Harbin, and me, made in the heat battle of
BaylorBeats.com.
Can't hurt even play as well as you can. Go
L-I-V-E-L-S. I'm heading out with my son on an adventure, waving at the oldies, see the smile from the dentures. Looking for a place to get lost, it is new, when I spy some long grass look like Jurassic Park 2.
Ooh, I don't think you should do that.
Why not?
That. Look at all the things that go
like what?
They can say what they want.
When you live in that way, you only waiting to croak. I get a game in every day in the rain. Am I wrong? Holy smoke, man, I think you might be right. Playing chess in sketchy parks in the middle of the night. I could go to bed early, but I'm not that type of guy. Cause I'm a curious cat, adventure time until I die.
Yes, I know.
I'm going out and see.
seeing what it's about. I don't need a lot of money in my checking account. I don't wanna be a body that be tethered and bound. I'll be headed to the party till I'm dead in the ground.
Yikes. Sounds like you got your maker to meet. Pay attention, wear shoes and be careful with your feet. You could end up in a river with some made of concrete. The only roaming that you'll do is like a ghost in the street. I'm not trying to be macabre, but if you're lost in the night, out comes a chupacabra. If you're lost in the night, out comes a chupacabra.
Cut it out with all the horror, all this talk about the thought of what goes wrong is like my father. When there's really no tomorrow, leaves are falling when it's autumn and come back when it's May. Really the only dramas if it all were the same.
If it was the same, then I think that I'd complain. I got mentally scarred from watching snakes on a plane. So I agree, there's way too much to see. Gotta go live our lives, gotta go be free.
Yes, I know that there's danger everywhere that I go. The words are open, but when I leave home, you can bet I'll run, run, run. The words are open, yes, I know.
Can I piggyback off you guys real quick?
Yeah, for sure.
So the feeling that, you know, Locke and Song were just talking about, like that initial nervousness, like that is very real.
And so real.
with my like I echo the sentiments. Like we pretty much we all came for the competition and stayed for the family. And I truly do. Like this UOC has like really become a part of like me and my everyday life. So yeah. Much so that anyone else that, and I'm sure I can speak for Bear as well. Like anyone that steps foot in our community, we want them to have that same feeling of, you know, family and camaraderie as we have. Yeah. So like over time, just going back to, you know, Locke talking about sort of his like his unpolished music and sharing it with us over time as a community, we learned to not only listen to music on a surface level, but dig into it and like listen for the things that, you know, that were done, but also the things that they were trying to do, the ideas that were there, the foundation of the idea that they have. So instead of just, you know, hearing a song and, you know, it's just a cut and dry, cut it off because it's not quite mixed properly, we've learned to really like dissect the idea and the concept of the music so that we can provide like thorough, caring, but also constructive criticism. Because yeah. If like the whole iron sharpens iron thing, like that is very real. If we're not helping each other, we're not helping ourselves at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So that's probably why like that focus on like comfort and yeah. atmosphere is probably why y'all Lock and Psalm ended up becoming eventually more comfortable and then ultimately integrated in our community.
Definitely. Yeah.
Go ahead, Bear.
I was just going to say off at the back of that, it's just like, I think hearing you guys talk and stuff, I came for the competition, but I think as a different aspect, like I hadn't listened to Ash as much as you guys have. There's certain stuff that I had listened to, but obviously I came for the competition, but I stayed when I didn't get anything because of everyone else. And it's like, once me and Trace obviously were like, yo, do the semester, da, 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 I was just like, I just want to create a space that I wish I had when I started music and mm-hmm. with everyone, and just make it feel like home, make it feel a place where it's like, yeah, people are running at 100 miles an hour or people doing whatever, da, 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 but it's like, you've got a space in the day where people actually really, really care about each other. And like, if you need anything, people are actually there. Like, fuck the music side of things. It's like, there's that family there. And it's about instilling that into people as well, because like the industry, and like we were saying, it's so convoluted. It's so kind of messed up in the practices that have kind of been put forward. And Ash has obviously been through the ringer with it, unfortunately, and he's come out the other side and look at what he's made. And it's just, I think there's more stories to be had like this. But I think due to lack of people wanting maybe to have an ego involved or whatever else, it just obviously descends into whatever. But here we really try and foster the talent and the magic that we see in people, like Trace is saying, and just give people proper feedback and like actually care, because we all love music. Like, to our cores, we bleed music. So it's like, if you're trying to make music and it's, say, for an example, Blinder, who's doing the graphics, he's come in a year. He went from rapping zero bars to skiing on slopes to like delivering one of the best freshman like songs you have heard, like, for the last submission. And it's incredible, Marek. So it's just like, yeah, it's about that kind of community and making sure everyone feels welcome.